you from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, the 6th chapter, I'll read verses 1 through 8. The book of Isaiah, chapter 6, beginning at verse 1, the Bible reads, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this have touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me." Supporting scriptures this morning. First of all, Paul's writing to the Romans 12:1. Reads, "I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Also, St. Luke 12:42-43 that you've already heard in your hearing. "And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise servant, steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to propose a question to you this morning. Are there any "Here am I's" in the house? Are there any "Here am I's" in the house? Hallelujah, because he has been so good to all of us, and we are thankful to God for his greatness and his goodness. We thank God for just another opportunity to stand before you one more time, for the Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. And that's why we come this morning, to praise the Lord our God, to thank him for this another day's journey, to just give God glory and honor, and just to magnify his name, for the Lord is such a good God. And so many times we find ourselves saying that, but we really need to acknowledge to him just how good he is to us. It's good to see somebody else talk about his goodness, but it's good for you to tell of his goodness for yourself. Because can't nobody tell it like you can tell it, and don't nobody know exactly how you feel about it, especially like you do. So we are thankful that God is blessing and is yet still with us on this day. And it's only by his grace and by his mercy that God has allowed us an opportunity to be assembled together in this house of worship one more time on this 28th day of July 2013, enjoying fellowship as well as the love of Jesus. We are thankful and we are being obedient this morning to the teachings of God's word. For in God's word, it teaches us that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We, every time that we get an opportunity, we ought to be glad to be able to be together for the Lord our God. And not only that, but we also realize that Jesus even told us in his word, all it takes is 2 or 3. And he would be in the midst of us. So just like David said on one occasion, "I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go
into the house of the Lord. I feel just like David this morning, for I was glad to be in this house one more time. I thank God for the joy that I feel every time I come into the house of a mighty God. We come to bless the Lord our God. In thanksgiving, we come to give him praise, and we come to hear what the Spirit of God has to say to us through his word. Somebody in here this morning is grateful that the Lord God has blessed them. God made a way out of no way. God has brought you through another week's journey, and you are just thankful that things are as good as they are. Somebody is honest enough to say, I didn't have a very good week, but I made it through the week. Then there's somebody's testimony is, God was so good to me, I just can't tell it all. Then there's somebody that just can't even lift up their voice to say anything this morning because their bodies may be wrapped in pain, but they do know that God is still yet by their side. So we are thankful to God for being in our presence, and we thank God for his guidance this morning as we proceed in this thing called life. One thing we can all be sure of, and that is that God is good. And we all owe God the praise. It doesn't matter how you like to praise him, but you owe God some praise. If God has done anything for you ever in your life, you ought to be able to tell God thank you, if nothing else. And don't you know that when we talk about praising God, it does not always mean that you got to have a dance in your feet. It doesn't always mean tears are going to drop from your eyes. Sometimes you can praise God just by smiling. Sometimes you can praise him just by feeling good on the inside. Sometimes you can praise God just by making the devil out of a liar. Because that devil began to tell you that you're not going to make it. The devil reminds you of the negative things in your life. But God's spirit has a way of reminding you that I'm here with you. I'm here for you. And I'll give you back what you thought you'd unlocked. For when you are weak, I am able to make you strong. That's the kind of God that we serve this morning. A God that loves us despite ourselves. Every one of us in here, ain't nobody no better than nobody else. All you have to do every now and again is just think of the goodness of Jesus. Anybody ever just do that? Just think how good God been. If you ever been down on the bed of affliction and God allowed you to get back up on your feet, you got something to tell God thank you for. Lord done brought us a mighty long way with all the things that the darkness can do now. We can just go and get surgery and come right back into the house. Because we serve a mighty God. Some of us act like we don't know what pain is. But I'm here to tell you, if you live long enough, pain is going to come. Somebody like to think that they are all that and you don't never do anything wrong. You can see everybody else's fault but your own. Anybody know any folk like that? They always got a negative thing to say about somebody else, but when you ask them about what are you doing? Anybody in here can say, I'm doing all that I can do for the cause of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. A lot of us just doing enough to get by. Then some of us not even doing that much. We are hanging on the strings of somebody else's prayers. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm so glad that I'm able to say that somebody prayed for me, but I thank God that I can say now that I'm praying for myself. Anybody glad that they knew what it was to open up your mouth and talk to that God? Then I want to know how many of you know that that same God I'm talking about, he heard your humble cry. You didn't need me there. You didn't need no deacon there. You didn't need no organist there. It was just you and God. You got down on bending knees and you start talking to the Lord, and all of a sudden things start to change up in your life. I'm glad I can feel God all by myself. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anytime you think that you are better than anybody else, you're sadly mistaken. Nobody no holier than nobody else. I may not be able to shout but 2 minutes and you shout 35 minutes, but that don't make your shout no better than mine. So many times we like to look out and we like to talk about other folk, but the Bible that I read said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It also tells us that we were bought with a price, paid in full. And all he asked for us in return is 10%. Our liberal givings as well as ourselves, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. We owe God something. We ought to owe God something, and we ought to have a mind to give God our all in all. It's a sad thing. Begin to wonder why you don't feel as much as you used to feel. You don't do what you used to do. You used to come into the house eager, hungry for the word of God, ready to give God some praise. Now you come in here like cement stones. I'm too weak to throw a brick. Think about what God has done for you. We still asking God, Lord, have mercy. Lord, feed me when I get hungry. You are the bread of life. Then you want to sit down and do nothing. It's stewardship day. We got some good stewards, we got some no good stewards, and we got some that need to come on board. That's why I'm here this morning, because I need to find out, are there any EMIs in the house? Today, very special and important day. For all of us, all of those of us that make up the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church family. You hear what I said? Family. I'm not in it by myself. It's not all about you. It's not all about me. Along with our friends and loved ones that come to share with us, this is Stewardship Day. Time for us to say thank you. Time for us to recognize and appreciate all that you do and have done throughout the year. Time for us to realize that we need to fulfill the ministries of God. As we go about in this great church that God has allowed us to come and worship in, we got to carry out God's word as well as God's will. As members of this family, we respect and honor our covenant and the commitment that we have to the cause of Christ. We ought to be committed to go out and to share the good news and to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. We ought to be able to share the love of Jesus. And I say we because I said we are not in it all by ourselves. The Fowles Chapel Baptist Church family says, in covenant having been led as we believe by the Spirit of God to receive the Lord Jesus as our Savior, on the profession of our faith, what we say we believe in, having been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Any members know what I'm talking about? Where the covenant say we do now in the presence of God, angels, and this assembly most solemnly and joyfully enter into covenant, meaning that we got an agreement one with another as one body in Christ. Many members, but yet one body in Christ. Now we got to understand that every member is necessary. That one that you feel like don't do nothing, then the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. If you are one of those that think that the only reason that you are important because you got a little title on your name, title don't mean nothing. You can be Reverend No Good. Pastor need to get some help. What is it about you that think you so special? And whatever it is, I want you to recognize that God made you. So you still owe him something. But I'm talking about those that say that we believe in the power of God. Our covenant say we engage therefore by the aid of the Holy Spirit to walk together in Christian love. Love one another. To do the things that we need to do to advance this church in prosperity and spirituality, to sustain its worship and its audiences. Discipline and doctrine. Contribute cheerfully and regularly to the relief of the poor and the spread of the gospel to all nations. Now let me tell you something else we agreed on that we've been falling short on. We engage to maintain family and secret devotion. Tattletale, snitches, haters, and all of the like. You are out of covenant. You are out of order. Be just in our dealings. faithful in our engagements. Avoid all tattling, backbiting, excessive anger, and to abstain from the sale and use of intoxicating drink as a beverage, to be zealous in our efforts to advance the kingdom of our Savior without delay. So in other words, we ought to be about our Father's business. We further engage to watch over one another in brotherly love. Not look down on one another, but watch over one another in brotherly love, to remember each other when we pray, to aid each other in sickness and in distress, to cultivate Christian sympathy, feelings and courtesy in speech. Learn how to talk to one another. Too many times we like to run our mouth too much, and we're not talking what God say. We're talking what we want to say. Sometime we'll come and we use God like a pawn. The Lord said, the Lord told me to tell you this. We better be careful about that one that bring you that message. In order for the Lord to send you with a message, you ought to be close enough to him to hear what he got to say. And if you can't hear how to get that beam out of your own eye, why God gonna tell you to come and tell me to clean up mine? Back it up! It is our job as members of a missionary Baptist church to be committed to the cause of Christ, to share the good news, to tell somebody that Jesus is yet still alive. And the one thing we got to understand is it all good to shout up in here. But we come in to worship, but we go out to serve a mighty God. When we go out of these sacred walls, we ought to go out there into the vineyard. We ought to go out into our community, and we ought to be about our Father's business, carrying out the ministries that God would have us to carry out. Sometimes you get outside these walls. Even times, sometimes inside the wall. Be careful how you treat one another. For the Bible says that sometime a stranger very well could be an angel unaware. The Bible tells us that even though we are many members, but yet one body, every member of the body is necessary. We often say that we walk by faith, not by sight. But I wonder, do we also believe that faith without works is dead? James says, show me your faith by your works. Jesus tells us the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. There are times when the ministry stands on the shoulders of what I like to call the faithful few. So all the faithful few, I just want to say thank you for being that faithful few. Because sometimes you don't have nobody else to depend on. I found out that it's not all about one individual. I don't care who your pastor or your shepherd is. He or she cannot carry the load all by themselves. But we got to learn how to get this thing together. We got to learn how to get on board and do whatever we can for the cause of a mighty God. I want to tell the faithful few that the Bible said, be not weary in your well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I'm here this morning on a special assignment. I'm on an assignment to recruit and to seek out some more workers that are willing to go out into the vineyard. I'm here to tell somebody that God needs somebody that not only hear the word, but I'm looking for some doers of the word. I come to let you know this morning I need somebody that got more than lip service. A whole lot of you say, John, I'll be with you, but when I need you, I can't find you. Whole lot of you say, I'll be at the meeting, but when meeting time comes, I can't find you. But I'm looking for somebody that'll do what they say what they mean, and mean what they say. Anybody want to be a servant of the mighty God? Anybody want to do what God tells them to do? All I need to know first and foremost is that you are willing to do what thus said the Lord our God. Our mission entails. My mission does not entail me to be enticing. I don't have to be intimidating. And I don't have to be overly persuasive. All I want to do, and I don't want to twist your arm, and I don't want to beg you. So found out that you got to beg somebody to do something. Just as well do it yourself. Because if your heart not in it, you may as well not do it. If you don't really love God enough to do the work of God, set yourself down. But there's going to come a time when you're going to want to get up. You're going to want to do what thus said the Lord our God. Are there any him eyes in the house? In other words, I'm looking for some volunteers that have a mindset that I must be about my Father's business. I'm looking for somebody that will say, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? I'm looking for somebody that will give up on themselves and realize that the Bible tells us that we ought to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. When you ask God, what can you give back? If you don't have money, you do have some service. I got a hand that I can lift up with holy hands. I got a mouth that I can say, oh, how I love Jesus. I got eyes that I can see that God has been mighty good to me. And I want to know this morning, is there anybody in here that really loves Jesus? Anybody in here want to do what thus said the Lord? Well, the Bible said this morning that you got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to change your way of thinking. You got to stop feeling like it's all about you. You got to be willing this morning to let go and let God have his way. I stopped by to do my mission because I'm on a recruitment area this morning. I'm trying to get somebody that'll get on board. I want somebody that will say, here am I. Lord, send me. I'm reminded in our text this morning, in the year the king Uzziah died, that I just said I was high and lifted up. I saw the Lord my God in his holy spiritual self. And I began to hear the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord began to say unto me, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. I began to realize that he is the best thing that ever happened to me. But when I look at my life, I realize that I am a wretch undone. I'm a man with unclean lips. I'm in the midst of a people with unclean lips. Everybody that say they love you don't love you. Everybody that say they love Jesus don't love Jesus. You got to know him in order to love him. But I stopped by to tell somebody that there was a time when Isaiah had this vision that the angels of the Lord, they flew around and got a coal out of the altar and laid it on Isaiah's mouth. And because he laid it on his mouth, he said, now your sin is taken away. Now your sin has been purged. And Isaiah realized that now I'm in a position that I can serve the Lord our God. I stop by to tell every believer that you are a believer and you've been saved to be a servant. You've been saved to work for the Lord. You've been saved to do what thus said the Lord. Anybody in here this morning want to be like Isaiah? Isaiah said, I heard the voice of the Lord say, whom shall I send and who will go for us? I want to know this morning, is there anybody in the house that is willing to say, here am I am, here am I. I'm willing to go wherever you want me to go. I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. But I stop by to let you know that Jesus said that you ought to be faithful in the thing that he had laid upon your hand. So if you do, don't do what the Lord say do. Those who have been given much, much is going to be required, but you better worry and you better look out for those that you thought that were going to be beat with many stripes. It's going to be turned around on you. For those of you that know the word, that know the will of God, that know what you ought to be doing, but you choose to sit down on a stool of do nothing. The Bible said that Jesus himself is going to beat you with many stripes. But I want to know this morning, is there anybody in the house that's tired of sitting down doing nothing? Tired of everybody else getting the credit? And you're going to do what you can do. Anybody want to say, I want to stand up and I want my name to be on the roll? Here am I. Here am I. Lord, send me. I want to know this morning, in this household of faith, are there any here am I's in the house this morning? Are there anybody in the house that have been sitting down but realize I got to get out of my comfort zone? I got to let go and let God. When I let God in my life, he makes everything all right. So I just stop by to let you know that it's going to be a day when you're not going to be able to work. So the Bible said, work while it's day, for night coming when no man can work. Are there any here minds in this house? I know I got some faithful few. I know I got something they want to do. But I'm looking for the here minds this morning. That man or that woman, that boy or that girl, that want to say, Lord, here am I. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Will you be a here am I? Or are you going to continue to be one of those that said, after a while, I'll get around to it when I get my life in order? When they stop being hypocrites, I'll start doing this. You better get your eyes off of they and feast on the power of a mighty God and know that it is your job to step out on faith and to do what thus said the Lord our God. Isaiah realized that they were in a terrible situation because when King Uzziah died, all spirituality seemed to go downhill. Nobody was really dedicated or committed to the work of God. But when Isaiah began to be so overwhelmed and depressed and disgusted about the condition of the people of God, he saw a vision. And in that vision, he saw the Lord, holy and full of all glory. And his glory was so strong that the Bible declares that it filled the whole house with smoke. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know whether you've ever been in a spiritual experience where the spirit has just gotten that high, but I thank God that I have. And it's not like real smoke from a brain fire, but it's like fog that's just everywhere. And those folk that seem like they don't never, ever feel nothing, they start feeling all good on the inside. Something starts to turn in, and that hate that they had turns into love, and that sadness turns into joy, and that despair turns into release, and that there's something that down on the inside that makes that individual realize that if I can just hold out to the morning, because I found out that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. If you want your joy, don't let your neighbor rob you. Don't let your children rob you. Your husband, your wife, your nobody. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Are there any here am I's in the house? If there are, we got plenty of work to be done. There is not an active ministry in this house that cannot use help. We solicit your help to carry this ministry forward.